Hi, my name is Adina Schmimann, Director of the OU Women's Initiative. Join me in supporting the programming you love at ou.org/women23. It's your donation that helps to create Torah, leadership, and community engagement programs. Programs that you love, Tori Mecha Nachyomi, Tori Mecha Parsha, Rosh Chodesh Lunch and Learn, Counting Towards Sinai, Ideas and Inspiration for the Chagim, the Max and Yeti Manderer, Aleihem HaShalom Elite Virtual Beit Midrash, Mikvah Attendant Professional Development, Rebbetzin Kala Teacher Kirv and Chinuch Professional Fellowship and Conference, the Challenge Grant Initiative to support community programming, the Art of Speaking course, Lay Leadership Conference, and support. Your gift has worldwide reach as together we build a community of engagement and inspiration together. To support these programs, go to ou.org/women23. Thank you for being part of the OU Women's Initiative community. And now for today's presentation.
Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shani Targan from Alon Shvud Eretz Yisrael, and today we'll be learning about Elokai Netzor, the Tefillah recited at the conclusion of Shmona Esrei. After the final bracha of Shmona Esrei, Brachat HaShalom, just as we finished our formal Tefillah, we're not actually finished. We recite Tachanunim Shel Achar HaTefillah, supplications following the Tefillah, which in our Sidurim today begin with Elokai Netzor Lishoni Meira. In order to appreciate the particular status of Elokai Netzor and the ensuing requests, we go back to the source of this petition found in Gemara Brachot, Apei Tetzayin and Yudzayin. The Gemara cites examples of personal prayers recited by various sages, Tanaim and Amoraim, appended to their recitals of Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Elazar would request love, brotherhood, peace, companionship. Rabbi Yochanan would petition Hashem for mercy. Rabbi Zera would ask to be saved from sin and disgrace. Rabbi Chia, after his tefillah, would ask for Torah to be our preoccupation without pain. Rav would ask for the blessings upon which our Berachat HaChodesh is based. Rabbi would request salvation from evil influences and spiritual impediments and dangers. Rav Safra's addendum would focus on students learning Torah Lishma for its own sake. Rabbi Alexandri, or perhaps Rav Hamnuna, after Hishmon Esri, would ask that Hashem stand us Bekeren Ora, in an illuminated corner, saving us from pain, or perhaps a slightly different request of salvation. Rava would recite a tefillah, today adapted by Rav Hamnuna Zuti, to recite as part of Vidui, asking for forgiveness. The 11th and the final additional prayer recited by Mar, the son of Ravina, when he completed Hishmon Esri, was the basic text that we recite today, Elokai Netzor Lishoni Meira, Usvatai Metaber Mirma. God, please save me. Guard my tongue from evil, my lips from speaking deceit. And to those who curse me, let my soul be silent. And let my soul be like dust to everyone. Open my heart to your Torah. Let my soul pursue your commandments. And now from all the evil occurrences that happen to come, ba'olam, into this world, and to those who design evil against me, speedily nullify their counsel and disrupt their design. May the expression of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart find favor before you, Hashem, my rock and my redeemer. It's clear from the Gemara that these are all examples of personal and individual prayers. The last one, recited by Mar Bar Ravina, Elokai Netzor, already incorporated in the Sidurim of the Gaonim. These 11 examples of personal tefillot highlight the tension that we feel in tefillah between the formal versus the spontaneous expressions of prayer. Our tefillat amida was composed by Anshei Knesset HaGdola to express our avodat Hashem, a structured service of submission before the King of Kings, where formality is intrinsic, as it was in the Beit HaMikdash. Chazal also teach us that tefillah is tachanunim, the outpouring of the soul, supplication of our heart. Rabbi Eliezer stated that one should not make his prayer keva, a fixed routine, but rather tachanunim, a petition for mercy, supplication. But how does one do this? How do we synthesize? On one hand, we have 19 formal brachot with a particular formulation based on psukim and Tanakh in a particular structure and order. Once we complete this prayer, we fulfilled our formal speech and service before Hashem. We may now even answer psukim of Kedusha. Our sages, however, have taught us, through citing 11 different versions of personal addendum to the Shmona Esrei, how to be spontaneous as well, encouraging us, beyond Rifa'inu and Shema Kolenu, to incorporate our personal needs, our own expressions, petitions of the heart. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak teaches us that if one forgot to recite Yaleh V'Yavo, one may return to the blessings of Ritzeh as long as one still has not uprooted his feet and is accustomed to recite additional supplications after concluding his prayer. When one completes Shmoneh Esrei with the last bracha of Shalom and recites Yehi Ratzon U'Meipi, the formal component of tefillah has ended, but one is still in audience before the king. So long as you are still in the king's presence, you may go back. The king allows me to stay in his presence and continue to share the musings of my heart. Rabbi Yaakov Emden incorporated all 11 versions mentioned in the Gemara in his Siddur, for as he explains, Ze'ikar avodah shabalev, this is the true service of the heart. Elokai Netzor is an opportune time for us to express what's in our heart. Once we've developed a relationship standing before our king in a formal fashion, we then pause, we reflect, we calibrate our thoughts, our values, our midot ben adam l'chaveiro, requesting that Hashem help protect us from evil speech, which may impede acceptance of our tefillot. We humble ourselves, benafshi kafar lakol tiyeh, recognizing that only then, p'tach libi b'toratecha, may we be worthy of retaining our Torah learning. And then, we may pursue mitzvot, which will ward off our enemies. Based on the Torah Siman Kuf Chaf Bet, as Shmuel encouraged, we then cite, Aseh laman shemecha, aseh laman yeminecha, aseh laman kedushatecha, aseh laman toratecha, to merit facing the Shechina. The Chai Azam writes that one should then ask for success in Parnasa, in chinuch for one's children. Some add Mizmor Kuf Chaf Aleph, Shir Lamalo, Tesainai El Harim, with particular intent for Shiduchim. The Beit Yosef and the Shalah mention a skula to recite a pasuk in Tanakh, beginning with the first letter of one's name and ending with the last letter of one's name, to be remembered for our final judgment before Hashem. Sometimes when I'm at a personal loss for words, I cry out from Tehillim Chaf Zayin, Horeini Hashem Darkecha, Unecheni Bo Rach Mishor Laman Shorurai. And then, Ezra, we end our personal spontaneous requests, just as Mar Bar Ravina did. We say, Yehi Ratzon U'Meipi V'Hagyoni B'Lefanecha, Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, for which, explains the Aruch HaShulchan, particularly Elokai Netzor was selected, for it ends with these words from Mizmor Yotet, after David's 18 supplications of Tehillim, with which we also ended the formal component of Shmoneh Esrei. We're taught in Yoma, Daf Nun Tet Amud Bet, HaMitpalel Tzarich Lavziah Shalosh Psiot Lachorav V'Achar Kach Yitain Shalom, V'im Lo Asachin Ra'oi Shaloh Hitpalel. We take leave of our audience with Hashem, not with a sentence, but with a salute. We take three steps backwards, leaving the presence of the King, and then bowing to Hashem's right. Our left, we say, Oseh Shalom B'Mromav, bowing to the right, Hashem's left, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, and then bowing forward, V'al Kol Yisrael V'yamru Amen. The Beit Yosef explains that these three steps backwards commemorate how Am Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu departed from Hashem at Mamad Har Sinai, or how the Kohanim left the three strata of rock between the altar and the ram following sacrifices, or the three steps that Nebuchadnezzar took to give Hashem proper honor. And then, when we're at the door, then we ask Hashem, wait, wait, just a moment, please. One more request to come. Thank you for learning together today.